summer is...
jumping in the pool.
Hot steering wheels and seatbelts.
Thanks to R&J Batteries, celebrating 25 years of success. Summer is Ballarat's 3BA 102.3.
And we're going to shoot the breeze with Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au. Alex, happy Australia Day.
Thank you.
And how is it? It's all a bit, you know, Margaret Court-ish, isn't it?
Well, I just, I don't enjoy the fact that it's a day off during the week.
Well, you don't like any days off. You're just a workaholic.
Yeah, and I also think it's a very tone-deaf day.
Please explain.
Well, I mean, I think between what Scott Morrison said recently and Peter Credlin coming out to say that, you know, the change of the date movement is a way to make Australians feel ashamed, you know, and then Margaret Court receiving an Order of Australia, it's like our country is committed to being tone-deaf right now and unable to read the room.
Yes, I don't think anyone's reading the room very well at the moment, and all I've got to say about it all, Alex, is that if you've got an opinion in this day and age, it's probably best you keep it in your mind and don't blurt it out your mouth.
And I just don't, again, I don't think we're in the right jobs.
No, you're right. You're right. I find it incredibly, incredibly difficult to hold my tongue, I've got to say.
I don't know how to do that.
No, I don't know how to do that at all. Anyway, we've got other things to chit-chat about this morning, especially the Australian government's fight with Google over wanting them to pay for news content. What is an Australia with no Google looking like, Alex, and why do you believe the government has got this wrong?
The Australian government's proposed a media code that would result in Google being required to pay publishers for previewing content in their search engine. And so Google are threatening to remove their search engine services from Australian users, and Scott Morrison has said that the government won't respond to threats. The reality here is it's a power play, and there are a couple of issues. First of all, I think it takes away the understanding of how users actually access the news. And for many Australians, they use keywords to look into a particular issue and then they go to different news outlets through Google that way. And that's actually driving traffic to those publications. So the distribution is huge. I think that it will be a huge loss for publishers if that's taken away.
Sure.
And then the reality also is it's not quite fair because Google have recently consented to a landmark agreement where they'll be compensating other publications in Europe, in France, for the distribution of their content. So Google would be prepared to do this. I think it's the way that it's being negotiated in Australia. I think it's the way it's been framed. And I think that it's a power play.
Okay. So you think Scott Morrison's on the wrong track with the way he's handling all of this?
I don't think it's a great way to handle it. I think that there are smarter ways to negotiate this because, again, there is a lot of benefit for publications to be receiving traffic from Google. The other side of it is if Google was to be removed entirely, what does that look like in terms of Google Maps and, Gmail and all the other services that align with Google? Will they remove that? I don't think Google would ever do that. That's a huge market loss. So I think it's all just, a bit of chest slamming or whatever the saying is when people play football.
Having...
I don't know. You know when they do the manly stuff and they're like, yeah, I'm going to beat you.
Feeding their chest. Having said that, Alex, haven't Google pulled out of China?
Yes, but there's a bit different complexities there because it has a lot to do more so around the Chinese government and the way that they would actually require data to be used by Google. It's much more complex. This is more around publications being paid and Google saying that's just not financially realistic or sustainable. I mean, the fact that we are driving traffic to you and the fact that many companies and small businesses in Australia would not have the businesses that they have if they weren't able to be found on Google. So I just think it takes away from that. But at the same time, we've got Yahoo, we've got Bing, Ask Jeeves, there's a whole bunch of search engines. What Google has done in terms of their search engine ability is not particularly special. We can replicate that and users can go elsewhere. It's all of the other components with Google that I think would be the biggest pain for Australians if it was taken away.
All right, let's move on to social media scams, and I thought I was across most of them, but I've never heard of the quick question Facebook scam. What is it? What do we need to be aware of, Alex?
So I know about this because I always look into Facebook scams so I can warn my mother.
Right, because she's got no idea.
Because she'll respond to everything. But basically the scam is that you receive a message from your friend on Facebook, and it says, hey, quick question, smiley face, then you respond, hi, and they'll say, I'm having phone trouble. Can I send you a text and have you screenshot it here? And then the average person will say, yes, sure, no problem. Then the scammer will ask you for your mobile number to confirm. And by the time you've worked out that there's something wrong, you've essentially been locked out of your account with your email and your mobile phone number changed.
Oh, no.
So it's really important to remember that if you are being messaged from somebody and it sounds, the tone is off, it doesn't sound like them, don't respond or check in a different way without that account. You know, Australians have already lost, you know, $176 million to scams in 2020. It's a big problem, and trying to gain personal information through Facebook, there's so many different ways of doing it now. We've just got to be really, really aware of it.
All right. The quick question, Facebook scam. If you get someone saying they've got problems with their phone, delete, delete, delete. To wrap it up this morning, Alex, on this Australia Day 2021, why COVID-fueled dreams of massive big attacks have been happening globally, and what psychologists have to say about them?
So interesting research has come out around dreams over the last few months, so particularly around people who were actually dealing with COVID. This is across America and Australia. And basically, the way that they've managed this is they've done what they've called a dream bank, which is where they've analysed 38,000 documented dreams. And what they found was 33.6% of people are dreaming about social distancing and wearing masks. And 30% are dreaming about being sick, and either themselves or loved ones being sick. But a really prevalent issue that they're dreaming about is bugs. So bugs and spiders, bug attacks, you know, being in a situation where you're lying down and a huge bug is crawling over your face. I mean, that seems to be quite a common thread with COVID at the moment. And analysts are saying that it has a lot to do with the stress that we're facing, the emotions that are often lying behind the surface of how we're feeling throughout the day, and then these dreams kind of, the bug concept is about being overwhelmed. So, you know, I mean, I often don't dream at all, though. Is that bad?
No, I probably have. Well, I don't know.
Do I need therapy?
No, I don't think you need therapy, but, you know, if you coax your mind into giving you something a little nice at night via a dream, that'd be handy. What you're talking about there is, if you're talking dreams of massive big attacks like bugs and things like that, that's more like nightmares, I would have thought.
Yeah. I often have dreams about to-do lists that haven't been completed.
Yeah, well, that's a nightmare to me, not
a stress dream. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a stress dream. You don't... You dreams...
Neural noise.
Dreams are usually nice, Alex. Nightmares, not so much. Tell you what, we've had some interesting topics to touch on today. Happy Australia Day, Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au. And we'll check in next Tuesday, okay?
Thank you.
At 3BA, we want to see how you're celebrating summer with 3BA's Ballarat on Holidays. Just share a holiday snap at 3BA.